Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School students Zion Miller, Elizabeth Sales, Lindsay Hood, and Sarah Van Norden join us on today's program to talk about their trip to the Johnson Space Center to participate in NASA's Space Settlement Design Competition. First of all, just share with our listeners what the national competition was all about and some of the things that you were able to do down in Houston.
So the project down in Houston was to design a spacecraft on Mercury that would be able to go around the planet and pick up ore. That's a mining expedition. So we were supposed to design how this would look, how it would function, basically down to the letter as best as we could. And then we'd submit that proposal after working on it for 22 hours to a panel of judges who were NASA, Boeing scientists, those kind of people. And they would proceed to ask us questions and judge it on its merits.
How did you get involved in this project?
Basically, Mrs. Yoder asked us if we would like to participate. She explained a little bit about what it was, and then she asked us to fill out a small application, and that was about it.
What were the kinds of things that you needed to have ready when you went down there?
Really, you don't need anything going into it. It's helpful to have a background in STEM, based in working in a team, but those are not prerequisites to going. Once you get there, they do a good job preparing you for what you're going to go through. A lot of this is not so much hard science as much as it is learning to work with a team, and anybody can do that.
What were the things you're hoping to get out of this?
I got a great experience out of this, and one of the things that I've really learned about is how essential communication is when working with a team of 50 and plus people. And you think that going in communication, oh, we'll be able to communicate, but in reality, it gets very complicated and tricky, and you end up with a lot of miscommunications that have to be resolved.
Yeah, I also did this because this side of science was something I hadn't really gotten into yet, and so I was interested to do something new. And then also working with a group is always good to learn how to do that in a stressful situation.
Did you have a chance to go look around a little bit in their main headquarters there in Houston? And what were some of the things you learned about the organization itself?
So one of the buildings that we did the actual work in was Building 9, where they train a lot of astronauts and have a lot of rigs set up that they use to do kind of like mock runs of stuff that they'll experience while in space. We also got to see, I don't know exactly, remember what exactly it's called, but it's basically a huge swimming pool that they have a full life-size version of the International Space Station submerged in, and the water simulates kind of the no gravity, and so they learn how to move around and control things while in space.
We also got to see a model of the Orion spaceship, and one of the scientists there, Norm, talked a little bit about how it worked and how he worked on it when he was an actual scientist for NASA.
What are the things that you were able to learn from this experience over the weekend, and some of the things that you normally wouldn't be able to learn here in the classroom that you were able to pull from this teamwork building project?
The NASA experience makes you work with a much larger team than you normally would in the classroom. Each team is divided into about 50 people, and within that there's subgroups. It's structured very much like a company. You have a president, a CEO, a vice president, and various directors of different departments. And so you could be working in a group of 12 people up to managing that group and then beyond that. So the big thing you pull away from it is how to work in a group of people who are going to be sleep deprived, ambitious, have their what they want to do, and learn to communicate within such a large group.
What was it like meeting people from other states and from other places that maybe you haven't heard of before? Did you have that experience, or was it a regional thing, or how was that getting to know some other people?
I became friends with a girl who was from Texas, so it was interesting to see her thoughts on NASA, and she's lived there pretty close to there, so it's kind of like normal to her, where to us, we don't really have aerospace engineers in our back door, so it was interesting to see her perspective on the competition.
Has this experience pushed you in any way to keep pursuing science, or did it open any sort of avenue for you in regards to science, or are you just getting that in the classroom already and you're having that opportunity throughout the year to learn about the different aspects and things you may be able to do?
Well, I personally was already going to pursue a STEM-related job, but this has kind of helped to cement it because I was able to see what it's like to actually work in a company that deals with STEM projects.
They do a very good job and put a lot of focus on being able to simulate the work environment in this project. And so I think as some of the people who are looking at going into a STEM career, it was very useful for us to be able to see what that would look like in the actual job. Because we see what, you know, the science aspect of that is like in the classroom, and that's great. But being able to go and experiment, experience it in a more business environment really lets you know if this is something you want to do. Because a lot of people, once they actually start doing a job, realize they may not want to do this full time. So this was a very valuable experience for most of us, I think.
And Sarah, of course, you were the team member chosen to advance to the international competition. I understand you don't have a whole lot of details yet, but how excited are you to meet some people from all over the world and do what you did down in Houston?
I'm very excited to be able to experience this. I was told that I'm the first one in Pella to actually get to go to the internationals. So that's exciting. I've never really experienced anything with a whole bunch of people from different countries. So I'm excited to see their views on things and hopefully see that work well together.
Once again, those were students Sarah Van Norden, Lindsay Hood, Elizabeth Sales, and Zion Miller from Pella High School. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.